you messaged Renee off Snapchat. Yeah. Why were you so comfortable to approach someone that you don't know from a can of paint with such sensitive information, personal information about yourself?
So initially, so let's go back to 2023. Back then, Renee, I loved Renee. Like, she was supporting women, like, oh, if you need this story out there, let me know. Or she gave, like, a big sister type of thing. I wasn't doing content back then. She's the only person that I knew that could spread awareness with what was actually going on. Like, she took everything. You know, you should go to the clinic. People are saying that I went to her before going clinic. No, I went to the clinic. Okay, I went to the clinic, but
Where does the confusion come in then? Because according to what she has said, you came to her and you got diagnosed off Google that you had HIV.
Yeah.
Did you not think, perhaps you did, but this is your chance to say it now. Yeah. Did you not perhaps think to go to someone closer to home, a family member, a cousin, your mom, your auntie? Did you do those steps first, or was your first point of call Renee?
I'm not even going to lie. My first thing was someone on social media. I didn't feel comfortable because back then, me and my sister, we weren't really close. Like, I'm not close with my family. Now I am, but I wasn't then. So it's like, to go to my sister and say, well, hey, look, this guy's giving me this, that's uncomfortable for me. So it's like, speaking to a stranger that don't know you from nowhere, it's like, okay. Do you know what I mean?
What were your intentions when you reached out to her?
I wanted her to spread awareness that the guy was giving out things without letting people know. Because it's like, they do say, if you do have something, you're meant to tell somebody, or, you know, I had to find out for myself. And when I did ask you, I got blocked. So, you know,
giving out things.
Okay. Yeah. So the reason why I went back to the clinic recently was because obviously Renee went on social media telling people I had the big three, HIV. Which was a lie. And it's been a couple years. And after that situation happened, she knew it was herpes because I spoke to her about it. So her coming on social media saying it's HIV to try, I don't know, defamation of character. I don't know what she was trying to do, but it didn't work because it didn't kill me. But so she tried to say it was HIV. That's why I recently went to the clinic to go get a recent test, basically showing I don't have HIV. She tried to spin the narrative of it happened in 2023. The results test says this. And I'm just like, bitch, shut the fuck up. You don't know nothing. And you yourself, you're dumb as fuck. So if anything, if it was somebody else trying to tell me, fair enough, you look dumb. You have no knowledge with nothing. I mean, she was literally losing sleep. 4 a.m, you've got 3,000 people on your live. And you're sitting there saying, oh my gosh, guys, it might be pre-planned. She's doing it for clout. She probably don't have herpes. Bitch, do you want me to have herpes or not? Like, if you hate me, wouldn't you want the world to know I have herpes instead of trying to tell them she don't have it? So it's like, I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, are you doing it for clout? Because you can't go viral doing a makeup video. You only go viral for attacking young women. And I think she is the defamation of, because you grew up with trauma, you're living by it when your trauma shouldn't define you. So yeah, I'll leave that to her.
Okay.
But yeah.